you played this very, very believable, and it must have been an emotionally challenging role to do. How did it feel when you first time saw the movie?
Well, the good thing was that after it was done filming, I went to in August to Iceland, and I was there for 9 months, so I very slowly could sort of replace every cell myself and put a Björk cell. But also another lucky thing was that I also made the music on the film. And that's a very sort of, I mean, obviously the first stages of writing music is very instinctive and very emotional. But then after that, you maybe have a few weeks of flights of inspiration. And then maybe you have, well, in this case anyway, a few years of post-production. And because it was the first time I do music for 5.1, and also because usually my songs on my previous albums, they have maybe about 20 tracks in each song. Like, so there's 20 events that you mix. With this film, you had 110, you know, in every song. And then you have to mix it to 5.1. So it sort of saved me, the fact that while the rest of my friends were crying and sort of having an out-of-body experiences in the seats, I was being a scientist. So I was like, thank you. So it's that. So I was still, I mean, I've even watched the film at Cannes, and we thought we'd done all the post-production, and I'd worked very hard. And then I still went one more time and remixed two of the songs, the sound. So I think, I hope that answers your question. I became a bit of a scientist.